correctly. And after all, words mean what you want them to mean. These were no role models, Ethel told herself. But anyway, even if it weren't a question of having a meek name, a woman couldn't change overnight. Only in movies did a happily married mother of three suddenly call a family conference and say that this year she was tired of the whole thing. Weary of coming home after work and cleaning the house and buying the Christmas decorations and putting them up, buying the Christmas cards, writing them and posting them so that they'd keep the few friends they had. Only in a film would Ethel say she'd had it up to here with Christmas countdowns and timing the brandy butter and the chestnut stuffing and the bacon rolls, and bracing herself for the cry, "No sausages!" when a groaning platter of turkey and trimmings was hauled in from the kitchen. She, who'd once loved cooking, who'd delighted in her family's looking up at her hopefully waiting to be fed, now loathed the thought of what the rest of the world seemed to regard as the whole meaning of Christmas. But there'd be no big scene. What was the point of ruining everyone else's Christmas by a lecture on how selfish they all were? Ethel had a very strong sense of justice. If her husband never did a hand's turn in the kitchen, then some of the blame was surely Ethel's. From the very beginning, she should have expected that he'd share the meal preparation with her, assumed it, stood smiling, waiting for him to help.